Well, all right. Well, speaking of which, let me move to the opening monologue for today. And like I said, I want to talk about Arlington for a minute because, yeah, there's a lot of talk in the media right now about Arlington National Cemetery. President Donald Trump, as a former commander-in-chief, was asked, he was invited by Gold Star families who lost their sons and daughters at the Abbey Gate in Kabul in 2021 to attend a wreath-laying ceremony in their honor. Now, keep in mind, he's a former president. He was invited. And that's the part the press can't get over. But in demagoguing the choice of one man to honor our war dead, the press chooses to overlook the fact that while Trump was laying wreaths and hugging necks and attending solemn moments, that the current president, who as commander-in-chief presided over the events that caused their deaths in the first place, was on his second vacation in a month laying on the beach saying nothing. Biden put his toes in the sand while Trump walked on holy ground. And that, my friends, is the real story. Now, I don't know if you've ever attended a military funeral. I have. My father, my uncle, my grandfather, they were all buried with military honors. It's very sobering. It's beautiful. It's inspiring all at the same time. But Arlington National Cemetery, it carries its own mystique. Acres and acres of gardens of simple white markers and engraved with the names of fallen heroes. Manicured grounds and shade trees and rolling hills and the occasional special statue or marker or tomb. It is at once both picture-perfect and distinctly emotional all at the same time. In 2009, while I was in the middle of a tour at the Pentagon, I served on the Army staff in the G3 Special Operations Division office. And when a Special Operations soldier was killed overseas, we were sometimes asked to attend the graveside services as a show of support to the families. On one particular day, the word came down that another of our soft warriors had fallen, and so a group of us put on our dress uniforms, we polished up our jump boots, and we went to Arlington. There was a palpable feeling of being at a special place. The ceremony was brief, but so well done. The honor guard was present. The old guard performed the rifle salute flawlessly. The sergeant-at-arms supervised the expert folding of the flag as it was lifted off the coffin. The family was presented with the flag on behalf of a grateful nation, and a bugler stood on the horizon and played taps while we all rendered a respectful salute. Yes, Arlington is a special place. Arlington National Cemetery holds over 400,000 gravesites on nearly 640 acres. It was first established in 1864 during the American Civil War on land that was confiscated by the federal government from the family of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Interestingly, the stately old home that stands on the hill above the cemetery, it's the original home of the Arlington estate where the Lee family lived, and the house itself was originally built by the grandson of George Washington. And it was Washington's granddaughter that was the wife of Robert E. Lee. How about that? The cemetery is managed by the U.S. Department of the Army, and on average, there's between 40 and 50 services conducted there each week. Arlington Cemetery is divided into 70 sections, and Section 60 is the one reserved for military personnel killed in the Global War on Terror. Also at Arlington, by the way, is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, where the members of the Special Tomb Guard of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment walk the meticulous guarding of the tomb, and it's conducted nonstop, by the way. It's an amazing thing to watch as the honor guards pace slowly back and forth, 21 steps southward down the black mat behind the tomb. Sharp turn in a perfect left face, facing east for 21 seconds. Left face again, facing north for 21 seconds. 21 steps down the mat again. And then repeating the routine until the soldier is relieved of duty at the changing of the guard a half hour later in the summer or an hour later in the winter. At each turn the guard makes, it's precise. It's instantly followed by the loud click of the heels as he snaps them together. A tomb guard has been on duty at Arlington's Tomb of the Unknown, guarding and honoring the remains of soldiers from World War I, World War II, and Korea, whose identities are known but to God. They've been there nonstop for years, for decades. The modern era of DNA testing and dental records has made identification easier in the wars we fight today, but the honor guard remains on duty for the fallen of the past. And they do it, y'all, continuously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unabated since July of 1937. Even in cases of inclement weather and terrorist attack, they remain on duty, vigilant, on behalf of the unknown. There's no discrimination in burial at Arlington. There are some famous names whose markers are there. General George C. Marshall, Audie Murphy, John F. Kennedy and his brother Robert F. Kennedy Sr., astronaut John Glenn, actor Lee Marvin, boxer Joe Louis, Justice Thurgood Marshall, Abner Doubleday, the founder of baseball, and the big band leader Glenn Miller. They're all buried there. Special monuments exist for the Tuskegee Airmen and for the astronauts that we lost in the Challenger disaster. In 1986, Ronald Reagan spoke at a Memorial Day event at Arlington. In his speech, he said of the graves there, quote, "All of these men were different, but they shared this in common. They loved America very much. There was nothing they wouldn't do for her, and they loved it with the sureness of the young. It's hard not to think of the young at a place like this," he said, "for it's the young who do the fighting and the dying when a peace fails and a war begins." He went on to say, "And we owe them something, those boys. We owe them first a promise that just as they did not forget their missing comrades, neither ever shall we forget them." And there are other promises, he said. "We must always remember that peace is a fragile thing that needs constant vigilance. We owe them a promise to look at the world with a steady gaze and perhaps a resigned toughness, knowing that we have adversaries in the world and challenges, and the only ways to meet them and maintain the peace is by staying strong." In my opinion, Arlington National Cemetery is holy ground. It's ground that was bought and paid for time and time again by the very people that are buried there. The press is right now making a mockery of Arlington. They claim that by being present at all, that somehow President Trump was in some way injecting politics into a solemn place and the hallowed moments of it. If he had not been running for office, no one would have questioned it. But the fact is, he was there. He was there at the request of the families of the fallen. Families who to this day say they've never even had direct contact with the Biden-Harris administration. Families who still grieve and try not to be angered when they see the recurring videos of Biden looking at his watch as their flag-draped coffins were taken off the plane. Trump did the right thing by being there. And if Biden had showed up, it would have been awkward, but it would have been right. But he didn't. He took his day off again, and he laid on the beach wrapped in his own cocoon of safety and security while Donald Trump put on a suit and sweated in the August heat to be with the families of those who lost their children serving our nation. Arlington National Cemetery. It is indeed a national treasure. It is holy ground. And the press would do well to remember that. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I got a text from my friend Emily Jones today, who took her son to Arlington, it turns out, just like in the last couple days. Said it was an amazing experience, and I believe it. Listen, the bottom line is this. It is holy ground. It's a holy ground because of what it is, but also because of who is there. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.